KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Abakulusi Municipality Mayor Sifiso Mkhwanazi is pleading with the provincial government to assist flood victims. This week, heavy rains and thunderstorms caused extensive damage in various parts of Vryheid. Mkhwanazi says more than 20 homes were flooded in Beguzulu Township.
Some of the households that get flooded, most of the stuff get damaged, including the books for those who have already bought the books as the schools are opening. And some are left with almost nothing except for the walls.
He says the rain also damaged gravel roads in several areas, including Mondlo and Shoba. Mkhwanazi says KZN Transport's been informed and has agreed to intervene.
In most of the areas of Abakulusi are unable to drive as we are going to face the problem of scholar transport, not able to take kids to school, and some of the teachers may not be able to access the schools.
To the Mpumalanga province, where the death toll in the Pienaar Township tavern shooting has climbed to 8 as 2 of the 6 injured succumbed to their injuries in hospital. Provincial police spokesperson Donald Mdluli confirmed a 72-hour manhunt is underway to trace the suspects. He says the motive for the attack, which claimed 6 lives on the scene yesterday, remains under investigation.
We found that there were some bullet holes in both vehicles that were found at the scene. We also recovered a lot of cartridges. We didn't find any firearm. We are still looking forward to apprehend the perpetrators.
And abroad, a restaurant fire in the Czech Republic has killed 6 people. It's being reported it occurred at a housing estate in the northwestern city of Most. A local fire service on X said the blaze spread extremely fast, allegedly after a gas heater was knocked over. Authorities say 8 people have been injured. And back home, the South African Depression and Anxiety Group says they've experienced a surge in calls for matriculants awaiting their results. Tomorrow, the class of 2024 will find out how it performed during their final exams. SADC's Roshni Pabusita says they've been handling over 2,000 calls daily.
I think it's so important for them to remember that this is just one part of your journey and there are other options for you. And so when our matriculants don't receive the results that they want, they are so disappointed and so disheartened and they don't see that there is a bigger picture. There is light at the end of the tunnel.
Your top story this hour, the Abakulusi Municipality Mayor is pleading with the provincial government to assist flood victims. This week, heavy rains and thunderstorms caused extensive damage in various parts of Vryheid. For more news, go to ecr.co.za and click on the News and Traffic tab. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.